me at this place. Can you help me where you are to greet four people around you? In the name of Jesus, you can greet around you four people. Two, I can greet three, one more, four. I thank God because it shows that we are now in the family, we are in the church. If you go to airports, where people are traveling all the time, you will see that people are not greet each other. They are going in the plane. Even if you sit with the neighbor, you cannot greet him. I've been in the plane so many times, I've never seen my neighbor greeting me. He just come and ask, this is my place. I say, yeah, okay, it's yours. And sit there. But in the church, we have to greet each other. And I believe that we are in the front of our Lord now to learn something. Maybe it's what you have learned before and you have heard about it, but I just want to say something, and I believe that it's God who sent me at this place. I was struggling in my mind. I said that, God, what am I going to share with you children? Out in the middle of night, there are so many messages I can speak about, but I was feeling that I have to bring something to encourage someone who is going through some difficulties. You want to serve God, but he cannot because there are so many obstacles in his life. And when I came here, they told me that it's Paul who is going to preach. I saw that he, on the board there is one paper I have put there, and he sent message through email that he's going with him who is going to preach today. But at the beginning of this year, I've made a program. And they sent me the program that is me who have to preach today. And I thank God because Paul is a very humble person and he accepted to leave this time for me to talk to you today. In other church, you can go and you find the, if I can say that, the pastor who is the main pastor of the church cannot give you time to preach. But for me, I'm thankful to God for what he did. It's the sign of humility in him. Can you clap our hand for Paul? Thanks. I've seen so many things in the life. Can go somewhere, someone said, no, you will not preach today. This is the mistake we made, but it's me who is here. But for the name of Jesus, between us, there is this connection. And he said to me that, no, Emmanuel, don't worry, you are going to preach. I said, yes, I will say something from God. So we are talking about born to serve God, called to serve God, but in the midst of obstacle. I know that I have testimony, my own testimony, how I become a servant of God. It was not easy for me when I was in Congo, and as a young person, I told you that it was very hard for me because I was doing all kind of things what young people can do today. If you see someone, as I said last time, someone you call him to come to Jesus, but he's not coming, he's going through some kind of sin, if you can call it sin, or some kind of life which is not good, you have to know that this person have his own time. And one day, God can touch his heart and it can come to God. This is what happened to me. It was very hard for me to serve God because If I can say that, like we call in general, bad boy, because I was living in sin, I was doing all kind of things, bad things, what I cannot allow my children to do today. And one day my friend came to me and said that, no, let us go to church. It was a night vigil in our culture. In Congo, we used to pray sometimes, or in other countries in Africa, we can pray all the night. We can start from 10 until 5 a.m. From 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. in prayer. And this is the experience we used to see in Africa. And one day my friend came to me and said, let us go to church. Let us go to pray. And I told him that, no, I have 2 bottles of beer here. Just let me take it and after that we'll go. And he was very nice to me. He said to me, well, just no problem, just take it. And me, I was happy, I was taking it, but I didn't know what is going to happen in the church. When I took this 2 bottles of beer, and now we went to in the church, it was very difficult for me to stand in the midst of people when this smelling of beer was coming from my mouth. When people was praying, people was dancing, or singing, but me, I was ashamed about myself. I said, what happened? Why I drink this beer? And from that day, I just decided, I said that, no, I will not drink again. And if you are here, sometimes you are doing something, you know yourself in your heart, that what you are doing is not good. But you have yourself to ask God mercy, God to touch your heart, that one day you have to decide to leave it. And I accepted to go to church. I accepted to be in the midst of people who was praying. I said, what is the life I have now? I have to decide myself to be like these people who are singing, who are dancing for God. At this time, I didn't see God. But I see how people are showing the joy they have from God. And I decided to stop everything from that day. It was in 1988. I think that some children here, or some people here, they were not born at this time. But I start from this time, the preacher said that everyone has to stand now. You are going to ask the blessing from God. And people was praying. Some people was looking for marriage. Some of them, they was praying for work, for so many kinds of subjects. But me, I was praying in my heart, God, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I want to live what I'm doing, all this bad life I have, I want to live it, and I want to follow you. And when I came out from this meeting, I decided I told you that I was smoking as well. I put the pack of cigarettes on the ground like that. I walk on it. I said, never, I will not smoke again. But after 2 days, I started to smoke again. It was very hard for me. But I want to tell you that it's possible. If you believe in God, the Holy Spirit will come to help you. By your own strength, it will be very hard. But if you believe in Jesus, there is one song we used to sing, you cannot become Christian. You cannot be close to God or to Jesus and to be the same person. Something has to happen in your life. You cannot be the same person. Before the baptism, after the baptism, you are the same person. No. Something has to happen in your life. You will feel the power in you, the power of Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will begin to teach you what you have to do. The Holy Spirit will show you direction you have to follow in your life. And here I'm talking about called to serve God. Every time you are coming to church, to listen to the word of God. When we come to church, the first thing we have to listen to the word of God. And the second thing, we have to wait the new return of Jesus in this earth. And have to know that Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
I will think that you will say amen.
Amen.
Jesus is coming very soon. Willing or not, Jesus is coming. And I just see how God has done a miracle in my life. If I can stand in front of you in England to speak in English. I've never been in school here. So if you see me, just think about miracle of God. Someone who is over 50 years, who have never been in school, but is speaking English. And sometimes you can say, oh, his English is not good. For me, it's very good. For me, it's very good because I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about God. If you cannot understand everything, but you can understand that I'm talking about Jesus. When you are coming to church, it's for, we want to listen to the word of God. And that word, when we receive it, it has to change our life. So many people are following Jesus. And sometimes it was very difficult for them because Jesus was talking some hard things that they cannot understand. They said that he said to his disciples that if you want to follow me, you have to eat my flesh. And you have to drink my blood. And people cannot accept this kind of word. So how? This is like a witchcraft. Someone asked us to eat his flesh and to drink his blood. Even the blood is clean. Even it's fresh. And what? It's beautiful. How we can drink the blood? And the Bible said that everybody went away. No one could accept this kind of word. And Jesus asked his disciples, said, why you are not going? If you want, you can read in the book of John chapter 6. But this is not the verse we are going to read first, but you can read it at home. And his disciples said that, where can we go again? Because you have the word of life. They came to listen what Jesus was talking to them. Jesus was talking more about kingdom of the heaven. And it was so bad, it was very good surprise for them that they can experience the kingdom because Jesus owes the kingdom of the heaven between them. But the way we listen this word, we listen it differently. Everybody cannot listen the word of God at the same level. This is what you are going to read before to talk about what you feel inside us when you are serving God. You are reading in the book of Matthew. Unfortunately, I didn't give all verses, but we are going to continue to read until 14. 24, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. I just give one verse, but you have to go down. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the weeds and went away. Yeah? When the weeds sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Yes? The owner's servant. I would like Hannah is here. Where's Hannah? Hannah, come here. Stand there, can read. Stand in the middle there. Stand there, stand there in the middle. There, read now. Read there on the.
Field, where then did the weeds come from?
Yes, you continue.
An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?"
An enemy? Yeah, you continue.
No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them.
Let both grow, yeah?
Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.
Yes. And now we can jump some verse. We are going now to 36. What does it say? No, we 33, please.
He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it all worked all through the dough.
Yeah?
Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable.
Jesus was speaking everything in the parable. Jesus was talking everything in the parable. Yes? Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in the parable. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But now they are going to give us the explanation of this parable. Jesus is talking about, if you continue there, you'll see that it's a very long text, but now I want to go very fast because you have something to see here. We are talking about how to receive the word of God. The Bible says that there are some people are along the way between us. Along the way, and when was explaining it, he said that there are some people, when they receive the word of God, and at the same time the devil come and take what they have received from the Bible or from the preacher, and the devil came and take that word they received. And so many times I've asked some people when they come to church after meeting, I ask them, what did you see? What did you learn today? So many people forget. When they just go out from this place, they forget what they have learned in the church. Then we have to understand that it's not themselves, but the devil come and steal what they have learned from the church. This is the way, this is the work of the devil. Maybe we don't know. Sometimes there was one man who was talking to me, he said that no, the devil is not working here in Europe. He's working more in Africa, not here in Europe. I said, because you never learn how the devil is working. Among the work of the devil is to steal what you receive from God. You receive the word of God. And when you go out, you forget everything. And if you ask someone, you say, oh, today we laugh too much in the church. This is some people used to say, we laugh too much. No. We are talking about serving God and some obstacle we can get in our life. This is what we are talking today. But have you received both God? God asking you to serve Him. Because you are responsible, God has put in you. God is what has put in you. Because it brings sleep and after we go away, no. But we come in this world because we have a mission. If God keeps you there, it's because God knows you. If you are alive, accept what God has put in you. is because God owns you. When you are mocked God, you are feet of God. And I can say that God cannot move himself that, like that. He was moving at the beginning on the water, but now he's not moving on the water. He's moving with you and I. The Bible says that at the beginning, the Spirit of God was on the water, moving. But now, it's not on the sea. God is everywhere. But God is within you and within me. He wants to use me and you. So, here we see the second soil. They said that the word of God fall in among the thorn. The thorn is not good things. Sometimes when the thorn, you walk in the bush, because here maybe you have never experienced, but there are some plants here, there is some thorn. There are some flower here, there is thorn. But they say that some people receive now the word of God among the thorn. So they have so many problems in their life. And this word can last for a little. When he starts to think about the problem he has in his life, he forgets everything. But I'd like you to be the fourth one we are going to see. And the third one, they say that they received the word of God on the rock. Because there's not a roof on this a plant which is growing. And the word of God cannot last in their life. And we have now to ask ourselves, are we along the road, along the way? Do we have some thorn in our life? Sometimes it's we cannot accept to serve God easily because we are thinking about our own way. No, you know me, I have so many bills to pay. To serve God is not my work. Okay? You think that to serve God is work of Emmanuel? Emmanuel doesn't have a bill to pay. If I have bill, it's the angel who is coming to pay it for me. We all have some problem in our life. But it depends now. It's up now. How we receive this word of God in our life. We present to God our sorrows. We complain all the time. But you have to know that in the Bible there are so many people who are complaining about what there was in the front of God. You have to know that you are special. You are special. I can say that we are the vessel made maybe by with soil, but God has put within us treasure. Everyone has some treasure inside him. Along the way, thorn, rock, and good soil. And the Bible says that some words, some seed can fall in good soil. And it's hard to produce food in our life. If you are in the church, maybe for 10 years, for 5 years, for so many years, but in you don't produce the food of that word you listen all the time, we have to pray for you more. But unfortunately, for so many people, they are not coming to say that, no, since I've been in the church, I don't produce the fruit. The fruit I'm talking, you know, it is not orange. It is not lemon. No, the fruit I'm talking about is loaf. It can be loaf. Since you are in the church, this fruit of love is not inside you. But you listen to the word of God. The love. You have to love your neighbor. You have to love God. There's nothing we cannot receive in the Bible like, which is very important, like love. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God is talking about His love. Someone was talking to me that, no, he's talking about the devil as well. No. The devil, he was a creature. But the love of God, God shows us His love all the time. And we have to bear all fruit of spirit in our life. This is good soil. The good soil, you don't have some reason to say that, no, I will not serve God because I'm from I don't know which country. I don't serve God because Jesus was from Israel. This is some reason people are giving. But we have one song we sing in French. They say that, they said to me that Jesus was white. On me dit souvent que Jésus était juif, on me le répète, il était tout blanc. Jésus était juif, il n'était pas de ma race, mais moi tout ce que je sais, il mourut pour moi. People said to me that Jesus was Jewish. Jesus is from Israel. People say so many things about Jesus, but what me I know, Jesus accepted to die for me on the cross. This is what you are singing. Yeah. As a good soil, I have to receive it, to accept. Nothing can stop me to serve God. What is your obstacle today? As I said, that me, I didn't know. But I gave my testimony when I was young. I was saying in my church that I have to learn English because God called me to go around the world to preach the word of God. And even my pastor at that time was laughing to me. He said, how you can be here in Africa? And just think that you'll go around the world to preach the word of God. Nothing can be like an obstacle if God wants to send you somewhere. Nothing. Just believe that God wants to use you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you have as a problem, as an obstacle in your life. But this morning, I just want to encourage you. God is able. The second thing we are going now to see, the testimony about God Himself, about children of Israel. In the book of Exodus, we read Exodus. Exodus 19. 3-5. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. What you have to tell them? This is what you have to tell people of Mount Chapel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And five, now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. All that the whole earth is mine. Where is writing that you'll be my treasured possession? In some versions, they say that you'll be special to me. So, in this morning, I was looking to say that you are treasure, possession of God. And you are special to God. If you obey, everything is talking to you. As that story I was talking about, the people was around Jesus. When Jesus said that, no, if you wanted to follow me, you have to eat my flesh, you have to drink my blood. So many people run away. But the Bible said that small group of people stayed with Jesus. And Jesus asked them, why you are not going? He said, no, the not place we can go because you have the word of life. Jesus is talking to us all the time. And we have to accept that we are treasure possession of our Lord. We are special in His front. If maybe some people, they don't accept you, there is one who accepts you fully, is Jesus. Maybe your family can reject you. Your friend can reject you. People can see only failure in you. But there is no one who don't see failure in you. It's Jesus. He can use you as you are. Moses said that, no, I don't know how to speak. This is what the reason Moses gave to God. But God said to them, don't say that you don't know how to speak. Because he was chosen by God. God said, don't say that I don't know how to speak. I know that when I'm speaking in English, I cannot use so many words like I'm using it in French. I can say that, no, I don't know how to speak. But sometimes I just say that, God, I will open my mouth. That fill me. In this work we are doing, if you come with your own strength, you cannot do anything. You can just see many people sitting like that, you become afraid. It's not easy. I know so many people, they ask a microphone, I want to speak, I want to teach in the church. And the pastor says, okay, you will teach, we give you time, we can preach, we give you 40 minutes. He just came in front of people, he starts, hallelujah. People say, amen. Go ahead, but the man was not going ahead. After 5 minutes, he goes to the pastor, no, I'll finish. I said, no, we still have time. That's not to say that it's not easy, but by the power of God, you can do something. I know my daughter, Katia, when she started to sing, it was not easy for her. And everybody in the family was encouraging her, said, no, go ahead, you are singing very well. Now she can stand in front of people to sing. This is what you have to do even in our family. Even if you have one child who is not very smart in school, don't discourage him, just encourage him. This is what God used to do all the time in His world. He encouraged us. Don't be discouraged by someone. Even if you are rejected in the society, but you have to accept that there is one who loves you until now is Jesus. He wants you to use just this small talent you have. You think that is small, but to God it's so big. Just a small word can come from your mouth, and it can change the life of someone. I told you one pastor was preaching, and he said that, now we can turn the page. I think that is the same in English, page in French, page in English. Now we can turn the page. And at the end of preaching, one person came to Pastor. Oh, Pastor, this word you said, we have to turn the page. He was talking about the Bible page. But the person understood it by the power of Holy Spirit. He had to turn the page of his past. The page of his past life. God can do so many things. Through one word can come, which can come from your mouth. You'll meet people who will come to discard you, but you are treasure possession of God. And you are special to God. This is what I want to tell you. You are special to God. So, you have to know, there is four things we have to know today. Maybe we have to know today four things which can help us. You are in predestination of God. We'll read it in the book of Romans 8. We'll start from 28 to 30. Predestination of God. Before for you to be born in this world, you have to know that you were chosen by God. I consider that our present suffering are not of comparing with the glory that will be revealed. 28. I gave you 18. Okay. 28 to 30, I think. And you know that in all things God works for the good, and those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose, for those God foreknew, He also predestination. When you didn't have a form in the womb of your mom, God knew you and has already a plan for you. And He said that predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brother and sister. Oh, I thank God for this place they are talking about brother and sister. And those who predestined, He also called. You was called by God. Oh, this is our life. Those He called, He also justified them by His blood. Those He justified, He also glorified. Glory to God. Amen. I think that is the only one person who understands it. If you know that you was predestined and you was called, you was justified and you was glorified, you will clap your hand for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Four things very important for the Christian. And today when you go home, just say to everybody that you was called by God. Sometimes when we are walking in the church, I don't know, I'm walking because Paul who suggested me to do that, but myself, I cannot do it. No. You have to do it with your whole heart to know that you was called by God to serve God. You are in God's predestination. It means that before for you to be born, God knows everything in your life. For me, it's not a mistake to be here in the UK. It's not a mistake to be here in Mount Chapel. Mount Chapel is my home. If you come, you tell me that, no, it's not your home, I will tell you that I'm very sure that Mount Chapel is my home. It's like our sister Julia, what she said here, to find Mount Chapel. I found it from Google as well. I will pray that God touch so many people to go to Google. They'll find this church. They'll come here. I was praying. I said, oh God, show me where I can go to pray. And when I go to Google, there are so many churches from Google. But I found Mount Chapel. So it was in God's predestination. There are so many areas in the UK. Why God send me just here? No, it's not so by my force. No. I know that it's God who is doing everything. Just to be thankful to your Lord for what He's doing for you. Amen? Amen. You know, there is one man in the Bible, they call him Sambala and Tobia. When Nehemiah was building the wall of Jerusalem, these two people came to Nehemiah to tell him that, what are you doing? You will not succeed in what you are doing. Even the small fox, if it just crosses the soil, it will fall down. But Nehemiah didn't accept what he was saying. Nehemiah continued to build the whole, because he knows that it's God who put this mind in him. So there's the possibility for us to serve God. Don't give up where you are. Don't give up. Don't give up. I don't know what kind of obstacle you have in your life, but don't give up. Try to do something. Read the Bible. Pray. And do what God asks you to do. Elisha, the Bible shows us that Elisha have got problem with Jezebel. Elisha was serving God. He made, I don't know in English if it's export, in front of a prophet, Baal prophet. Baal? Is it Baal? Baal. Baal? Baal? Okay. You can read it as you like. Baal? Baal? But he's a prophet of who was not serving God. But the Bible saw us that you have got the message. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. And verse 2, so Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Can you imagine someone who killed 400 people and just one woman challenged him, said that, no, I will kill you. But he didn't know that it was the spirit which came to discourage him. Sometimes you feel inside that there is one spirit talking to you. No, you cannot do it. It discourages you all the time. This man who have made so many things, who can call even the fire coming from the heaven, he starts to run. You are special to God. You are the treasure possession of God. Don't run away. Never give up. Like Elisha, but the Bible shows us what gives him strength. If you continue with this scripture, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. Do you feel something like that in your life? That you want to die? You say that it's good for you to die than to be alive? Do you feel something talking to you that, no, you are not good enough? You feel some voice telling you that, no, you don't have anything to talk to people. Do you feel this kind of spirit talking to you? Today, I just want to tell you that never give up. You are special. You are looking to die. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, and the angel touched him and said, get up and eat. This is what I want to tell to someone today. Get up and eat. Get up and eat the spiritual food, the word of God. Don't stay where you are. Stand up now. God wants you now to go with you somewhere. Get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals. This is speciality of the heaven. This is not coming from a top restaurant. This is not coming from KFC. But this is was made by heaven. You need this food from the heaven. The bread is the word of God, and the jar of the water is the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, you are able. You will be able to do more with God. He ate and drank. Oh, I didn't finish. He ate six. Okay. He ate and drank and then lay down again. As a human being, you can eat, you drink, but you don't react, you cannot do something. But you need that God can come second time, like today, to touch you. And this second time is in the seventh verse, what the Bible says. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." This journey in this earth is too much for everyone. But you have to eat and have to drink. To eat what? Not potatoes. But have to eat the word of God. Who say amen?
Amen.
We have to eat the word of God. And the second thing we have to drink is the jar of water. The jar of water is Holy Spirit. You need Holy Spirit to talk about Jesus. Without Holy Spirit, you cannot stand even here in Salford Shopping Center to talk to people. Because you'll meet some people who are very aggressive. You want to give them a leaflet, they can even do whatever. But because of Jesus, you can decide today. That's the problem of decision, problem of self-discipline. What can you decide today? What God has spoken to you? What can you do for God? There are so many things you can do in the church. We need people who can even sweep in this place to clean. You can do it. Outside, we can clean. We can do something for God. Someone is sick. If you go to visit him, you serve God. You go to hospital. People are sick. They have so many problems. You can visit them. You can serve God with your money. You can serve God with your time. You can serve God in everything God has put in your hand. That's a thick decision. Today say that, "God, I'm going to serve you. God, I'm going to serve you. Get up and eat and drink. Don't eat only, but drink." There is one verse today, but we will stand up, and while we are reading now, this verse is up there. We'll stand. Everyone is going to pray now. We'll ask God, "God, help me. I want to serve you. I choose to serve you." What do you choose now to do? To serve God or to stay at home? You don't have time for God. You can give the tithe of your time to God. God gave you every day 24 hours. How many hours you give to God? God wants you to serve him with your time. "No, strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the price." So Paul was treating very hard his body and said that, "No, I want to teach to people, but at the end of the time, I don't have to be disqualified." Can you pray now? Say to God that, "God, I want to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. Get up and eat." What you are going to eat is the word of God. I would like you now to pray. Say something to your God. Maybe you feel that from long time you stopped to serve him because of some reason. I've seen so many people serving God, but they stopped. They cannot do anything. They say that, "No, it's a very hard job. To take care of people is very hard." But today God wants to use you again.
Thank you.
God wants to use you again. just to pray and say, God, use me. I want to serve you. Use me. I will call George, who will come here. And Paul. We'll lift our hand now and pray for all the church now to ask God. We'll pray with one heart and one feeling for this church. We want people to serve God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time you give us, and believe that, Lord, you know what you prepared for your children at this place. Father, we ask you now to touch our church, that so many people can stand at this place and to serve you, O Father. Now they need the food coming from heaven. They need not the drink coming from heaven, O Lord Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, because you are with us at this place. Nothing can stop us, O Father, and we never give up. Take care of your church. Take care of your children. In Jesus' name.